Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners and the Management Learning Journal. This is a supplement to episode 103, where we discuss a 2001 journal article by Stephen Barley and Gideon Kunda titled Bringing Work Back In, published in Organization Science. In the article, the authors lamented how the study of work, its organization, and its performance shifted in the middle of the 20th century. By then, the classic era of organization studies had lasted almost 50 years, beginning with works from Frederick Taylor to the mid-century works of Peter Blau and others. After that, the focus had shifted to post-bureaucratic concepts, such as boundaryless organizations and networks, distributed work, cross-functional teams, and others. That the academic field had shifted is not really what concerned the authors. It was more that the new ideas were not grounded in rigorous studies about how people actually worked in them. They therefore call for changes in research agendas and a return to emphasis on fieldwork, albeit modified from the classic era, to account for new work patterns such as remote work. At the core of their argument is the critique of the shift away from studying work, the emergence of systems theories that saw grand theoretical models of organizations. It could explain most any organizational setting and associated work environment, so the authors questioned what they added. With abstraction came a lack of elegance and detachment from situational accounts of what was actually happening. The rise of computing made quantitative methods like surveys very popular and cheap, but at the expense of the explanatory power of observation. Also, the increasing specialization of organization studies brought about divisions between sociology and organization theorists, which caused the latter to become dependent on other fields for data rather than pursue its own field studies. The authors argued for two things. First, a return to qualitative fieldwork to study work, such as the uses of ethnography and participant observation rather than reliance on interviews. And secondly, the comparative designs needed to study comparisons and contrasts of multiple organizations than the single organization studies that were common from the 1900s to the 1950s. Much of the author's critique still resonates in 2023 and is made all the more urgent as a result of the pandemic and transformational changes in work environments that favored many workers, at least for a time. The ability to work flexibly from home has been a boon to those with special family requirements, but not all workplaces can function in such a distributed manner, and some firms have instituted back-to-work policies. So there's plenty of room for research in the changing character of work. Fieldwork in some of these settings can be very challenging because of the natural difficulties in conducting observations in distributed or partially distributed settings. Observations over teleconferencing can only get a partial story of what's really going on. However, as we discuss in this episode, there is a lot of contemporary research going on in these areas, and the findings thus far have been impactful. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.